The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Janie joins us today for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Janie. How are you?
Good morning. So I want to know, am I wrong for being furious at my husband for serving my 13-year-old son non-alcoholic beer?
What? Wow. Okay. Interesting. You're furious at your husband because he gave your 13-year-old son non-alcoholic beer.
Yes.
Why did he do that?
Okay. So I came home from my girlfriend's baby shower, and my son and husband were in the pool on floaties, and it looked like my son was drinking a beer. So I asked what he was drinking, and he's like, "Don't worry, Mom, it's non-alcoholic." So yeah, I guess they went to the store. My husband was getting beer, and my son jokingly asked, "Hey, can I have some beer, Dad?" And they decided to be okay to get him non-alcoholic
beer. And so he was at the pool drinking it when you came home, and you freaked. So why did you freak out if it was non-alcoholic?
Because I just think, I don't think it's good to be encouraging it either way. You know, even if it is non-alcoholic, like, he's 13 years old. He doesn't need to be drinking that. I feel like it's encouragement and just, like, not getting on the right path that I want to be on.
Yeah, and don't those beers have some, like a teeny bit of alcohol in them? Like Odules and stuff?
I believe so.
I think they do.
I mean, I've never had a non-alcoholic beer in my life because it just seems stupid.
Well, right, but I'm saying, like, for people who can't drink, I think there still is, like, a little bit.
All right, let's, what's your husband's name?
Kyle.
All right, let's call Kyle and find out what his damage is.
Hello?
Kyle?
Yeah.
Woo! What's up, man?
Hey.
Kyle, do you know who this is?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Kyle, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big A Morning Mess.
Hey, Kyle.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's up?
No, you know.
We've got your wife, Janie, on the phone, too.
Oh, right. We should probably mention that.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, listen, can you explain to us why you decided to give your 13-year-old son non-alcoholic beer the other day? Because Janie was not happy about that at all.
What? Oh, okay. Listen, it's not. I don't think it's a big deal. I know she's really bothered by this, but first of all, it's non-alcoholic.
Right.
We were at the store, and I was picking up some beer. And
right.
He said, "Oh, hey, Dad, can I have some beer?" And I'm like, you know, no, because you're 13.
Yeah.
Then there was another aisle, and there was some non-alcoholic beer, and I figured, all right, I pick some up. It's not illegal.
Okay.
There's no alcohol in it.
I just feel like it's a bad example, and we're starting off on the wrong path. You know, drinking underage is not okay. So why even get started with non-alcoholic? Like, it just seems like the first step of a bad series of steps.
Yeah.
You could have just gotten like a cool soda or something. He would have probably been just as happy.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Kyle. I would never encourage anyone to drink non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, it seems like a giant waste.
Like, well,
it's not like I'm encouraging him.
No, I know.
And you know, he's going to drink real beer when he's older. And,
right, like 15. I get it. All right, hang on one second. We have some people on the line that want to comment, I'm sure. 340-9595. Is it cool to give your 13-year-old non-alcoholic beer? Carrie from Orange Park, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. What do you want to say to this couple?
She has every right to be mad at him because non-alcoholic beer does have some alcohol in it. So I think it's a really bad example to start a kid off, especially at 13.
It does, so, right? It has like point something, 0.5%.
Yeah, it's like 0.5 or something, very minimal. But still, it's alcohol, and you shouldn't be serving that to an underage kid.
I don't understand why a non-alcoholic beer has alcohol in it if it's called non-alcoholic.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. According to the internet, which is never wrong, you can drink a non-alcoholic beer if you're under the age of 21. It's not against the law.
Really?
Yep.
I don't understand why if it has alcohol in it.
I mean, but like cough syrup has alcohol in it, and you can have that. I don't think it has enough to get you drunk. You'd probably have to drink 922 non-alcoholic beers to get drunk.
Yeah, that sounds
Hazel,
terrible.
Which I'm sure you would try, Megan. Hazel from Middleburg.
No, actually, I'll just get the real thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How are you, Hazel?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Oh, great. What do you want to say to this couple?
I am an ex-bartender. I've bartended for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And yes, some of the non-alcoholic beers do have a percentage of alcohol in them.
Which just seems like false advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that too.
It's like fat-free donuts, calories from fat, 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not a good way to start them out.
No, probably not. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Or Courtney. It is because, you know, it might taste like crap. So maybe then he'd be
and
like.
Then, yeah, but everybody drinks beer the first time and goes, that's disgusting.
That's
I'm never
true.
Drinking that again.
That's so true.
You're just giving him more practice at it. Courtney from Middleburg. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Oh, good, Courtney. What'd you want to say?
So I kind of just feel like the wife is overreacting a bit because the kid just probably wanted to be like his dad.
Yeah.
And like have some good quality time with his dad. I know as soon as I was old enough to drink, that's all I wanted to do was just have a beer with my dad.
Yeah, just hang out with your
dad. Oh,
yeah, that's
but
good.
Not when you're 13, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, if I had been given the opportunity as a 13-year-old to have like a non-alcoholic beer with my dad, I would have thought that it was cool.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't have affected the outcome of whether I drank or not when I was older.
Right. That was a foregone conclusion.
That's going to happen regardless.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. I never want my kids when they're older to want to have a beer with me because I want them to drive.
Yeah, well, too bad. They're going to want to have a beer with you.
No, I'm like, it's your DD. I'm daddy, you're DD. Jessica from Mayport, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good.
We're great, Jessica. What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that, I mean, first and foremost, it's bonding time with father and son. I don't think that's that bad unless it was a real actual alcoholic beer.
Right.
As far as both of them being right or wrong, I think it more or less just depends on the child. You can't really ever tell how he's going to grow up. I mean, either that was a good experience for him and he'll wait until he's old enough to actually drink with his dad, or he'll have a curiosity and run amok. And more or less, we'll just go drinking underage.
Yeah.
It just varies, I would say.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I mean, look, it'd be different if they were doing non-alcoholic tequila shots, I think. But not.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I mean, hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
That just seems like a big waste of time
really
and money.
Does.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Lauren from Orange Park. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Great, Lauren. What's your take on this whole situation?
Okay, so, like, really, your mom never ordered you a virgin strawberry daiquiri or pina colada when you were a kid?
I used to get Shirley Temples. Those are tasty.
I mean, I got the virgin drinks, yes.
You did?
Yes, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They have them on restaurant menus because it's, most parents will order their child a virgin whatever. Now, with there's remnants of alcohol, do you really think they clean the blender as thoroughly as they should? No.
No,
so I feel like it's kind of in the same, within the same, you know, subject area.
Right.
Because I know I got them as a kid, you know, hey, mom, I want a virgin strawberry margarita.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and it was cool.
Well, because it tastes good.
I got little fruity drinks and it was awesome.
I never order my kids virgin drinks because I don't want them to go, what's a virgin?
Oh my God.
Well, that'll come soon enough.
Right.
Because my 14-year-old daughter, it was an awesome quote, but she said, Mom, I don't understand why weight loss can't be like virginity. You know, once it's gone, you can never get it back. And I was I was so appalled, but it was so funny. I was so conflicted about it, but I mean, you know.
That's good.
I agree with her.
I'm putting that on a t-shirt right now, by the way. Yeah. All right, Janie, look, a lot of people saying, you know, you may be overreacting here. It's not like he gave him, I mean, if he gave him a real beer, that might be cause for concern. But he didn't. He gave him the gross, disgusting kind of beer, which may even make
really
him
is.
Like it less.
Right.
Yeah, well, I hope it does make him like it less, but I still completely disagree.
Okay. All right, well, hey, you called us, so sorry. You take what you get. Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.